Kramaga Styles, a discussion. Police and security. Police-oriented Krav Maga may be one of the most underdeveloped areas of Krav Maga in general. While it overlaps heavily with security and VIP approaches, as there are many similarities, there are also many differences. While some organizations will excel at teaching police-oriented Krav Maga, like IKF or CT-707, others may not, as there is not always a high demand. While military protocols and acceptable use of force are fairly standard globally for military, this is not the case for police and security. What is acceptable in one country may not be acceptable in another, thus making it difficult to have a general program as well as win specialized contracts. Many organizations do offer VIP security training, which is similar, though things like third-party protection will have be more of a focus for security than police. So depending where you are, you may have to learn military approach and combine it with the security approach, then mix it with other things to put together a good base for policing application. Police and security Krav Maga. The main difference for police, and more so for security, when compared to military application, is the fact that it is considerably less appropriate to use lethal force. Police certainly have the legal ability to use lethal force in the extreme circumstances, but in general, it is frowned upon by the public. This creates serious issues when it comes to making decisions. For security application, it really depends. If you are doing security for the cartels, then you are basically applying military Krav. But if you're doing security at a mall, unarmed, then it is safe to say that your best tool is your pen and paper, and maybe a camera, as your authority to use force is often limited, and lethal is definitely off the table. So what's the big difference between this and other styles of Krav Maga? Other than acceptable levels of use of force, it is also assumed that punching and kicking people is generally off the table for police and security, which means that this kind of training needs to focus significantly more on grappling skills and arrest and detainment protocol. Arrest and detainment are a large portion of your job. You show up for de-escalation or arrest and control. This is largely why police-specific Krav Maga is lacking, as up until recently, grappling was weak still in the Krav Maga world. And even if you were in the military, your arrest experience may be limited. Thus, it is often assumed other aspects of Krav Maga can be applied to this just as well. The problem is that when it comes to grappling, you cannot just be aggressive. You actually need the skill, which takes time to develop. It also means that if a police force has the choice between teaching wrestling, judo, BJJ over Krav, they will often choose the latter styles, former styles, as the image of Krav tends to be more aggressive. This means it creates hesitation over the adoption of a program that includes this mentality. The issue with this is finding an instructor that can adapt grappling for police and security situations, which may include a struggle over weapons, which often leads to problematic technique choices and strategies. Experience in the field of application is something to seriously consider when hiring a martial arts instructor for police and security. The why. So why does it need to be different other than the lethality? If it wasn't clear already, it's because legal restrictions and public and what public considers acceptable. If a police officer or security person simply punches a person to gain control, as may be required according to how our nervous system work, it may be perceived as excessive force. This means that punching and kicking are often not options, as the public, politicians, and lawyers often remove it. Enter the grappling. As a police or security officer's best bet is grappling, which ultimately will give control with minimum damage to the opponent and is already on the path to an arrest. The key is keeping it simple, using basic techniques that have a high percentage success rate for the most people and will function with weapons or multiple assailants. Another reason why the grappling aspect is more acceptable for this application, which goes against our general do not go to the ground rule for Krav Maga, is because there is often more than one officer, agent, guard, and it is in many cases not assumed to be a life or death situation. This means you have more freedom to go to the ground while one or more of your partners stands guard and can do crowd control. Having available support is something that is not always possible in the civilian world or practical in the military world, though sometimes needed. So the why is fairly straightforward. Though the training needs to be tough physically and mentally, as it is a tough job, it needs to focus less on aggression and more on control, which ultimately leads to a higher level of skill requirement than the military might need. The how. So how would I run police training? One thing I always ask for, but rarely get, is to start unencumbered and work up the officers training with their duty gear on, unloaded pistol, of course, as it is very difficult training with gear on that without. Then without. Usually, a fear of injury or damage to mats is often why this does not happen, but it should. I would also work on training that mixes up the heart rates from high to low, high to low, in order to simulate a real-life policing situation impacts the nervous system. The intensity of this would depend on the physical capabilities of the officer or security being trained. Often, this is much lower than it should be, but if someone drops dead during training, it's not very good for business. Given the time I would show every variation of police-specific takedowns that I teach, whether they be drawn from Krav wrestling or BJJ, while judo is great in many places, it may be considered excessive force, and its high scale requirements make it difficult to teach in a short time. I would also focus on drilling actual arrest techniques against resistance, as this is an area many officers struggle with, particularly right out of the academy. I would limit myself to only teach specific striking techniques, one that are considered less aggressive, and modified general application strikes. While the regular techniques should be taught given the time is to develop overall skill, if the time is limited, there is no sense in teaching someone a technique that would only get them in trouble. It has actually taken me quite some time to create police security-friendly techniques from what was traditionally taught in Krav Maga, which shows that the difficulty in crafting police and security training, as so many of the normal Krav options, eye strikes, groin strikes, etc., are no longer on the table. Conclusion. If it wasn't clear in this post, it certainly should be clear on my series about policing. Click on the links, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that police and security, where they are allowed, actually need the highest level of hand-to-hand combat and unarmed training. Unfortunately, as we know, they often receive surprisingly inferior training. Unlike the military, lethal use of force is not on the table as much, which means using other tools like taser when possible. But in practical reality, it's almost always going to get physical. A quick search on YouTube can find video after video of interactions gone wrong for the police or security because they were overly easily overwhelmed by the assailant. Police need more training at more frequent intervals and regular intervals to develop and maintain the level of skill required to be proficient for their own safety and the safety of those they are trying to detain or protect. While it would be great to work on a physical and mental toughness, again due to time constraints and operational practicality, more time needs to focus on the technical aspects, in particular, controlling another person safely and effectively and learning to arrest those who do not want to be arrested, without hurting them. Perhaps, when more Krav Maga instructors become more proficient at grappling and integrated into the programs in a way that doesn't just look like MMA, then we may see Krav Maga be adopted as a style more and more by police forces outside of countries that allow police to employ extreme force. Of course, a proper program will integrate this into the training, because at some point, even a civilian may need to safely detain someone, even if it just means detaining an out-of-control person at a party until the police show up, something I have had to do before. So, should police training Krav Maga? Absolutely. However, make sure you know your force's policy, the laws of your country, and what you can and cannot do. In the case that you need to adapt the system, know what your restrictions are and how to modify the techniques and training to your needs. However, keep in mind that even police and security may face life and death situations, so don't forget to train the mental and physical aspects, as well as the aggression, as much as you can. Written by Jonathan Fader. For training online, visit www.utkmu.com. If you're in the Metro Vancouver area, come learn with us in person. Sign up at www.urbantacticskm.com.